I was born bold. Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K. Summer Breakfast.
Nice to have your company on Summer Breakfast. Nick Del Santo and Jack Heverin. 1-300-736-736 to join us on the phone. 0433-981116 on the temper text. Coming up in the last hour, we have a lot to get through. Glenn Maxwell, the skipper of the Melbourne Stars. So they desperately need a win, Del. We spoke to Maxi about 10 days ago.
Yeah, we did. Things were a little
They haven't won since we spoke to him.
I was going to say, things were a little bit brighter then. Mm. A little bit brighter. They've had a couple of okay performances without getting the job done, but they were poor. What are you going back, two or three nights ago now? Stars need to get a wriggle on.
They do.
As do the Renegades.
Renegades definitely need to get a wriggle
a
on.
A real big wriggle.
Mackenzie Harvey from the Renegades to join us in about 20 minutes from now as well. Live Premier League scores as they stand. Sheffield United earlier today defeated Newcastle 1-0. Man United and Burnley 39 minutes in, nil all. 1-1 in the game between Wolves and Everton 39 minutes in. Also, condolences on behalf of everyone here at the show and everyone at SEN to the family of former Socceroos coach Frank Arock, who passed away last night at the age of 88. He's an iconic name in Australian football, led the Socceroos in 89 internationals, and the highlight of his career was overseeing the national team at the 1988 Olympics Games in Seoul.
Thinking of all the family members.
It's been a great outpouring of emotion on social media. A lot of huge names in Australian football have spoke about the contribution that Frank made to their career. So we're thinking of the Arock family this morning. Very quickly, our attention turns to the NBL. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for the start of the season. So exciting that it can finally get underway on Friday night. And so exciting that one of the biggest names in the off-season to call the NBL home for NBL 21, Jock Landale, joins us for Scott Pack. Turn unpaid invoices into cash, scottpack.com.au. He joins us live from Cairns this morning. Jock, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you having me.
There's been a lot of uncertainty within the season. As we mentioned, we've now got our starting dates and we're right to go for Friday. How has that been from your perspective and the group's perspective as you've been waiting for the fixture to come out and now you can start to narrow in your focus on the season?
I don't want to sugarcoat it. It's been frustrating just, you know, thinking you're going to one city and then you're actually going to another one, and then, you know, the games after that, you don't really know if they're happening, and it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but just to finally know that today we're flying to Adelaide and, you know, Friday we will be playing Adelaide, it's a massive relief. You know, we've all been waiting for this for 10 months, so to finally have a game in front of us that we can look forward to and just, you know, get out there and compete is awesome.
Jock, why United in particular? I know you're a Geelong boy originally. You've been overseas for a period of time. When you come back, it's a great endorsement for the NBL, and it is obviously growing from year to year, and the interest in the game is fantastic. Tell us about the ability to come back home and the actual NBL as a whole.
I mean, it's a growing sport out here in Australia, and like the league is, it's turning heads worldwide. I think they're doing such a great job of, you know, improving the product on court. And, you know, the guys who are out here now, they're high-level competitors in, you know, in terms of basketball worldwide. So kind of know that I can come back to a league that's going to test me and push me is always something that I look for. You know, I'm still super young and I want to try and push myself and learn as much as I can. So Melbourne was kind of an easy choice just because of the environment that they have out here. It's kind of an iron sharpens iron setup, and everyone's always competing for more minutes or whatever it might be. So, you know, you never go in there and there's never a day off, and I felt like that kind of helped me make that decision just because I want to continue to get better and be pushed by other people around me. So that on top of just, you know, having a place in Melbourne, you know, all those things, I'd already been working out with the boys for a few months being back there. It was a pretty simple decision.
I want to go back a little bit in your career. And you went to St. Mary's, a great breeding ground for Australian basketball. Some of, you know, Australia's greats have come through there and playing NBA. What is it about the attraction for Australians to go to that college, and why is that so good for us?
Well, for me, it was my only option. So I didn't really
That's
have
a good answer.
Too many other choices to be making. But I don't know. You know, I think that there's just a stigma around it here in Australia that that's where all the best players go. It breeds success. I mean, Coach Bennett does a fantastic job of developing guys, you know, 1 through 15 or whatever. And, you know, for 4 years, you just know you're getting his full attention. So you're never really dealing with the uncertainty of coaches leaving, and there's always a connection there that you can make Australian-wise, and that's really important for a lot of people who haven't lived away from home ever, is, okay, I need some kind of, like, familiarity with the place. So, you know, knowing that you've got 5 to 10 other Australians on that team already, it makes it comfortable. And then, you know, around the campus, it's a small, tight-knit community where you know you're always going to fit in and just have a good time. So, I mean, I feel as though that's the real reason. But now that kind of St. Mary's is solidifying itself as like a really successful top 25 program in NCAA basketball, it's a pretty, when they call, you really give it a hard think.
Jock Landale joining us from Melbourne United here as they get set to fly to South Australia this morning for the game against Adelaide on Friday. Jock, the United team itself, you would have had a very good look at them and almost in many cases a try before you buy. You were training and working out with the group for a little while before the deal became a reality. Just how good is this roster to your eye? You've seen some very good assemblies of players along the journey, but just how stacked is this United roster this season?
It's really, really stacked. I think our preseason results showed just how good we can be, and I feel like we can continue that over throughout the year. I've made some big claims in terms of what this roster can do, and I truly believe that, you know, there isn't a game that we should lose. So if we can stay healthy and continue, you know, bonding as a team and staying tight and knowing what our roles are, I feel as though we can, you know, this is our season to lose. So you're right. I did get a kind of try before you buy, look at the squad. And that was one of the biggest appeals, was just how good we were, you know, 1 through 12 or, you know, and every single guy, every single position has an elite player starting and an elite player, backing them up. So I think a lot of those guys who won't be starting could be starting anywhere else in the NBL, but, you know, they've done a great job of putting together a squad that's this deep, and I think it will be really tough to beat.
Jock, is there something about United's style and the way that they play their basketball that is also appealing to your style? Was it a perfect match in regards to the way that they would utilise your skill set?
I think Dino does a great job of kind of putting the ball in our hands and letting us make reads, and I think that that's something that I really excel at, is kind of having a high IQ. So being able to make decisions and having his trust to make decisions rather than having a script of like how things are meant to be done, I think that's a great formula for our team. And not only that, going in, I knew that I had point guards that I bonded really well with and played really well with. So, you know, Chris Goulding, Mitch McCarron, all those guys I'd played with in the past, and I just knew that it was going to be a successful match up with them. So, I mean, the system itself is a really good one, but I think the freedom to make our own choices within that system is something that really appeals to me and works well with the guys that we've got.
Jock, obviously the NBL is on our doorstep, but fingers crossed this year it's also an Olympic year. We didn't get to have that last year. We saw the Australian Boomers in full flight against America, and you were part of that and what they were able to do at Marvel Stadium. What does it mean to you, and what does it mean to you to potentially be involved in one of the best Australian men's teams that we've ever had assembled at the Olympics this year?
I mean, it's everything. You can't really put it into words what it feels like playing for your country and pulling on the green and gold. But from day one, I've always kind of said, you know, my ultimate goal is to play in the Olympics. And now it's become, you know, to win a medal. So I really can't fathom even that I might get the opportunity to play in the Olympics. But, you know, fingers crossed it goes through, because I feel as though we're going to put together a hell of a squad. I think that a medal is something really within our grasp, and playing with the team that we played with that was obviously still really, really good. And, you know, beating America, finishing third in the World Cup, if we can add some more pieces to that team and the guys that, you know, kind of missed out for their own personal reasons, I think it'll be a really scary Australian team. And I'm looking forward to hopefully being a part of that.
Oh, it's going to be an outstanding lineup. Jock, so delighted to have you in the league this year. It's an enormous one for you personally, but a major one for Melbourne United as well. So good luck and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Jock Landau. And ahead of that, Dream Studio giving you the chance to win dream seats to your favourite sporting events, including Melbourne United games. Head to iCanWin.com.au.
I love the confidence. I love.
You don't hear that often.
Jock said they won't lose a game this year.
Yep.
I love that. Or you know what I love about it? Maybe they will lose a game, but you go in thinking you're going to win every
game.
Do. So that's part of the challenge
it's
to
like,
start with.
It's like we're talking about this morning, you know, with people will shoot that down and say, oh, that you know, Jock's arrogant or sort of stuff.
Don't we love that?
That's part of the problem why people don't say things anymore is because of how quickly they get shot down.
And you know what? And he probably has every right to say it. When he speaks about the roster that they put together, the starting five in particular, it is an exciting year. It's great to have NBL back. Starts Friday night.
They are going to be seriously good. Landale, Scotty Hobson, Chris Golding.
Mitch
McCarron. Keep going. David Barlow.
In an Olympic year as well.
They are going to be a seriously, seriously good team. Mackenzie Harvey from the Melbourne Renegades to join us shortly on Summer Breakfast.